Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. I am Brother Grant, and welcome to Come Holy Spirit series, Knowing God. Welcome to Church Lady this afternoon. And this blog is designed to help us all mature in our knowledge of God and personal relationship with Him. This year, we are on a path to know God more intimately. We started this journey by looking at the Hebrew names of God. Today, we are going to interrupt our Names of God series to provide teaching on the tongue. In the book of James, the Bible tells us about the tongue. This is interesting because all of us have a tongue. Our primary scripture is from the book of James, chapter 3, verse 10, which reads, "Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not be so." Christianity is a lifestyle, and it's not a Sunday program. How we behave is our witness, not what we say. So today we're going to look what the Bible says about the tongue and learn how to tame it. Now that we have laid a foundation for today's teaching on the tongue, I would like to briefly give you our ministry background. Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio since 2013, and to date we have 122 Spirit-filled Bible teachings available to you. You can go into our library on blogtalkradio.com at any time and listen to all of our past programs, and that can be done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our first year on the air, we taught on knowing God. The second year, we focused on who is this man Jesus. And in the third year, our focus was getting to know the Holy Spirit and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is a rotational teaching series that provides new teaching every week. This year's teaching about God is not the same as the teaching presented in year one. Because we are growing in our understanding and relationship with God, therefore, we invite you to join us on this journey to know God. To help you access the most recent program, we have placed Church Lady Now ads on our Facebook pages, and those are Church Lady Ministries and Artist Oliver Church Lady. Each ad contains a white arrow in the center of the ad. Click on the arrow, and the link will take you directly to the teaching on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, then type Church Lady Now in the search box, click Enter, and you will be on our blogtalkradio.com page. Scroll down the page, past the sponsored advertisement, and you will see all of our programs to date. Or you can go on the Internet, type in your browser bar, Church Lady Now in the search box. Go directly to our radio blog. So, those of you who are visual learners, we also have some video teachings, and those clips are on YouTube. That's youtube.com. The teaching clips are from our former outreach at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission. And to help us find YouTube, you go in the search box and type Artist Oliver, Church Lady, to access many lively video clips. Now, the video sound on these clips is loud because we were at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission ministering to homeless people. So turn down the volume and enjoy the powerful teachings. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry. All donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. You can partner with us to share good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate. We provide tax donation receipts for all donations of $250 or more as required by law. and upon request for donations under $250. To support our ministry, please send your check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Further, our phone number is 253-472-6213, and that's area code 253. Now, our ministry is brief. We do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate. Our teaching includes this program of Church Lady Now, Bible classes, women's retreats, Holy Spirit encounters, and nights of prayer. We serve the less fortunate, which include homeless people on the street, as well as men, women, and children in our homeless shelters. We also serve women and children in domestic violence shelters and children in third world countries. Now, our mission, we are called to preach the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound, and that is Isaiah 61:1. Now, the church lady is Artis Oliver, and she's the Northwest leading practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, Minister Artis Oliver, also known as Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, you can contact us by phone at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or you could email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, last week we taught on the Greek name of God, Christos, the Anointed One. We all know a name is important because it is how we are known to others. In our past teachings, we have looked at the Hebrew names of God, which represent His power, His actions, and His reputation. In the Hebrew, God is known as Elohim, God of all, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, Ordona, Lord and Master, Jehovah Imquach, the Lord who sanctifies or sets apart. Jehovah Ra is Lord, my shepherd, and Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. Now, today we're going to take a little slight turn in our teaching and talk about the tongue. Because as Christians, we must learn what the Bible says about the tongue to help us become more mature. And next week, we will resume our teachings on the names of God. And now, with that been said, we have our ministry introduction and a review of the past teachings. So let us welcome and join Church Lady for teachings on the tongue.
Hi, Brother Grant. How you doing?
I am wonderful. It's a wonderful day.
That is wonderful. Hey, thanks a bunch for everything that you do here at Church Lady Ministries. Your commitment is just invaluable. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, listeners. How are you guys doing? It is my prayer that the Word of God have free course in your life and in my life today. Now, I will warn you, if today's teaching makes you a little uncomfortable, that is okay. That means that you are ready to grow. It is our goal to present the Word and to encourage you to mature in your Christian walk. This week's teaching is motivated by an experience that I recently had and found myself having to address. We started a residential and commercial cleaning business. And at the conclusion of a recent job, this older woman, a self-professed Christian, blessed me and the business. I must tell you, I was touched by her blessing. However, 1 week later, her daughter sent me a text alleging we performed poorly on the job. We agreed to return and correct whatever they felt was not done to their satisfaction, because we guarantee our work. We returned and responded to all of her concerns without question. Even though we gravely disagreed with her assessment of our work, after we spent an additional 4 hours cleaning her home, now mind you, this is a 900-square-foot apartment, and we'd already spent 8 hours cleaning it. So we go back and we do an additional 4 hours. That is 12 hours cleaning a 900-foot-square apartment. So after the cleaning, the mother proceeds to tell me how angry she was at our company and that she was going to file a complaint against us. But her daughter talked her out of it. Now, right as she spoke that she was going to file a complaint against us, I heard in my spirit, out of the same mouth, proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not be. Now, we did everything to make this woman happy. The truth is, I believe she will never be happy with anything we or anyone else does. But she drove home a point about Christian behavior and how we use our tongues. Which brings us to today's teaching. So we thank her for that because it's bringing to the surface a teaching that needs to be revisited. Today's teaching is on the tongue. First, let's look at what Webster's says about the tongue. What does the Webster's Dictionary say in terms of how we define what a tongue is? Webster says that the tongue is a fleshy, movable, muscular process of the floor of the mouth of most vertebrates that bears sensory end organs and small glands. So check this out. And functions especially in taking and swallowing food in humans as well as the speech organ. The tongue is our speech organ. Our foundation scripture today comes from the book of James. Now, if you've got your Bible, go ahead and open it to James chapter 3, verse 10. Go ahead, I'll wait a minute for you to check this out, because this is really good. James chapter 3, verse 10. Are you there? Okay. This is what the Bible says. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, not to be so. So the Bible is saying that we should not be blessing and cursing out of the same mouth. Hey, we just read it, James 3:10. So now for our teaching. Simon Peter said it best when he said, Lord, to whom shall we go? He's talking to Jesus. And he says, you have the words of eternal life. That's John 6:68. Jesus' words give hope to men and women everywhere. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me will live even though he dies. That's John 11:25. So Jesus is saying that he's life. Jesus is saying that his words bring hope. But then we've got the tongue. The tongue has destructive power. One of the biggest sins in relationships and in the church is that people misuse their tongues. It seems like the longer people know each other, the more intimate the relationship becomes. It is easier for us to judge, criticize, and condemn each other. Some of us are like snails. A snail has teeth on its tongue. One scientist examined a snail's tongue under a microscope, and he saw 30,000 teeth on the organ. The snail keeps its tongue rolled up like a ribbon, until it needs its tongue, and then it thrusts it out, and those sharp little prickly teeth cut through leaves and stems with ease. Now, our tongues are housed and protected by our teeth gate. But we, like the snail, use our tongue to slice, criticize, vilify others. The snail, he uses it to eat, but we use it to harm other people. Now, in the Bible, James says that the tongue is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. That's James 3, 8 through 10. And in the book of Psalms, chapter 39, King David says, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. That I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth as with a muzzle. He said, I'm going to put something over my mouth. Lying, giving a false witness, stirring up conflict is a norm in today's world. Things in our homes, in our workplace, in our schools, in our churches are in conflict. And the commonality of most conflict, the common denominator in most conflict situations is the tongue. James chapter 3, verse 2 says that we all stumble in many ways. So that is to say that none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. But we are able to make some changes when we need to. So here's a biblical example to drive the point home. The Bible says that we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey, and that we can turn the whole animal, or we can take a ship, and as large as a ship is, and as strong as the wind is, we can steer that ship with a rudder, with a very small rudder, to get that ship to go in the direction that we want it to. You see, the tongue is like the bit in a horse's mouth, or it's like the rudder in a pilot's hand. The tongue can control the body. The tongue has lots of power. The tongue can create fire. It can corrupt the whole body. It can destroy relationships. It can destroy families. With the tongue, we bless God. And with that same tongue, unfortunately, sometimes we curse human beings who have been made in God's image. The disciple James said, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be so. He's saying we've got to be accountable for what comes out of our mouth. That's James 3:10. Now, there are three sins that are perpetrated by the tongue. When we put our mouths in gear while our brain is in neutral. Have you ever said something and wish you hadn't? The truth is we all have. I have. And that's what James is talking about. James is saying that we have to learn to control our tongues. So this afternoon we're going to talk about three things that God does not like And we're going to try to find some ways to get the tongue in check. God does not like lying. Lying is simply not telling the truth or being deceptive. The Bible simply says God doesn't like lying. That's Proverbs 6:17. Now, we all stumble in many ways, and lying is evil, easy to stumble into. Some people say it's okay to tell a little white lie, and sometimes we tell stories and we exaggerate. But the truth is, it's idle discussion, and it's lying. God does not like gossip. Spreading a false witness is something that makes God unhappy. Why? Because when we spread a false witness, we can cut to the core of a person. And people have committed suicide because of gossip, because of false witness. You know, gossip is really about spreading rumors. And it's a trap. God does not like lying. He does not like gossip. And he does not like false witness. Why? Because those things harm people. And see, it all starts like this. Somebody says, let me tell you what Barbara told Mary. Denise, da-da-da-da-da, but please don't tell anybody. Then a rumor gets started, and it's passed on and on and on. And before you know it, that rumor has become truth in some folks' eyes, and it's not even the same thing that Barbara originally told Mary about Denise. Now, that's a sad thing, because when we participate in lying, false witness, and gossiping, others are harmed. Unfortunately, gossip is a part of our American culture. When we check out at the grocery store, there are gossip papers and magazines. We all see them. They're full of stuff. Rumors and innuendos, all kinds of stuff about people that may or may not be true. Gossip is rampant in our family systems, in our workplace, and in our churches. People say things that make other people look bad so that they can look good. But as Christians, we do not need to be a part of anything that causes harm to others. I'm going to say that again. As Christians, we do not need to be a part of anything that causes harm to others. We should not be involved in anything that causes harm to others. Now, to gain control of the tongue, we must restrain the words that we use to keep from speaking wrong. We must make a commitment to strive for spiritual maturity. And no matter what the problem, no matter what the issue, we can tame our tongue. Because see, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us. And the Holy Spirit is here to teach us in all things, and to remind us of everything that Jesus said. That's John 14:26. So there is a remedy, and the remedy is allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and direct us and to bring to our remembrance the teaching of Jesus. But as we close today, let's be reminded that words can be deadly, that words can harm people. Let's make a commitment to stop listening to gossip, to not participate in being a false witness, and to not lie. Let's stop the cycle by allowing the Spirit of God and the Word of God to prevail and have free course in our lives. And in closing, let's think before we speak. Let's think, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? And if it doesn't meet those criteria, let's not speak. Let's think before we speak. My, the time went by quickly. It is my prayer that today's radio blog blesses you, encourages you, and helps you to mature and please God with your life. Amen? This concludes today's radio blog, and now let's go back to Brother Grant for our closing prayer and ministry information. Brother Grant?
Yes, 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 church lady. This was wonderful, and the tongue can get you in many problems. Now, for our listeners, we have our perpetual prayer for everyone, and that is that the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, amen. The Church Lady Now listeners, you can partner with us to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And we ask our partners to make a small monthly donation of $19.99 a month or $240 a year. And these donations will be used to help us support our ministry outreaches to the less fortunate and Bible teaching to all people. Our Bible teaching includes this radio blog, Bible study classes, seminars, retreats, Holy Spirit encounters, and nights of prayer. Church Lady Ministries is good soil to sow your financial seeds, and all contributions to this charity are tax deductible. Church Lady Ministries, as I said, is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 charity. So you can partner with us and share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate. So to send support to this ministry, you can send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministry at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington. And if you need more information, you can call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, for more information. As I said earlier, we have two Facebook pages, Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. And you can go there, like us, and follow us. You can also like and follow us on blogtalkradio.com. Or if you'd like to contact us by email, that is, our Church Lady Ministries address is churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, this is Brother Grant saying good evening and God bless you until we meet again next Wednesday, p.m. Pacific time. Thank you.